Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop, to check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out on the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, a VIP group. Follow my personal page, Tiny Hair is Good. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished? Be poised. Be purposeful. Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
Got what you want. Got what you need. Good evening. Good evening to you. I know you're not used to power hour being in the evening time, but when power is in your hour, it don't matter what time it is. Listen here. Tell a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that L to the H to the G is on the air. I'm on the air. Yeah, I'm that old. I'm on the air. My sister Coco Fenton is here. We are here to do part two of our series on contract jobs and job opportunity. I came in here with not one eyelash on. That's how serious this conversation is. Because if you haven't noticed, everything costs more. When a pack of chicken wing causes you to have to put another mortgage on your home, you know we in a time, honey, when oxtails are $800 a pound. We got to find a way to make some more money in this season, sweetheart. Turkey tails is $10. The devil is a liar when a turkey tail costs like a steak cost. Okay? So for such a time as now, we are going to have to get creative in how we get our cash flow together. Aren't you tired of your money being funny? Huh? I know I am. So God has given us a source, a resource, a plug, a person, an entrepreneur, a preacher, a sister, a business owner, a wife, mama. She is a lot to a lot of people. And God blesses her in that. She's coming to give us more information about contract positions. What do I mean by contract? Meaning you get to pick who you work for and when you work. Are you punching the clock? Not necessarily. But if you want to make money, you got to do the work. So we're going to give you some websites, give you some leads for you to research on your own and decide which of these might work for you. Many of you have full-time jobs and your ends still aren't meeting. So maybe it's time to do something else to supplement your income. As a matter of fact, Coco and I are paparazzi consultants. Direct sales is a way to supplement your income. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. But what I want to do right now is to get you to tag and share. Hey, Sinette, for those of you who could use some information, there's money to be made. Coco finds new companies all the time. And COVID has thrust us into this work from home phenomenon where people aren't really staying in brick and mortars and paying heavy, hefty lease payments on buildings to have y'all packed up in a building like sardines to get sick. Literally, you're able to work from home and work for people who are in other states than you. You can travel and work for these companies. So I want her to get you some reputable ones, because just as there are reputable ones, the scammers are loose. The Gargamel spirit has been running rampant. People are pretending to be legitimate companies. You've got to do your homework. You got to pay attention. You got to read what they're sending you. Watch for misspelled words, and because they don't even know how to. Scammers are not spelling bee champions. They're not. Some things you can just, like, that don't even look right. What is that? Mm-hmm. Fake. So you're going to have to do your due diligence as you are going through. And that's why I'm bringing her here to give us the real deal. The ones that she has confirmed herself to be legitimate. Yes, Annette, working from home is good. Mm-hmm. I guess. I personally wasn't with it, but the way the times are now, however you can make your money in the comfort of your own home for the hours you want to do it for, the flexibility is priceless. It's allowing people to live. It's allowing people to enjoy their life differently and not be bogged down by going into a building, punching a clock. Times are changing, and I got to change with this and that. Just pray my strength in the Lord that my days might be long upon the earth. So we went over part one, Amazon DSP, Amazon Fulfillment Center, Amazon Flex. So go back and watch the replay. Today is going to be a continuation. Yes, scammers are there to take our, but we ain't going to let them take our. We're not going to, we're going to be smart. When you are a conscious consumer and you are smart about who you give your information to, who you befriend on Facebook, we got to be smarter than them. We've got to outsmart the scammers. We have to watch the scammers' patterns, Sinead. I learned that scammers can't spell. I learned that scammers can be rude. How you going to be trying to scam me and you got an attitude? Block. Mm-hmm. The scammers don't have a sweet spirit.
Not at all.
That's stupid. You probably could get more if he was a sweet-spirited scammer. But you got to learn to be a rude scammer. What is that? No. Get off my phone. And we're going to have to come against that spirit of fraudulent flim-flam as we move forward with our businesses. Because the thief cometh, huh? But to steal, kill, and dish, they are being employed by the devil. It's a spirit. We got a war going on. He don't want us to get these good jobs and make good money and pay our bills and pay our tithes and be successful. No. He doesn't want that. So if he can use people to come against our livelihood, he will. So we got to be two steps ahead of him and fully armored. Mm-hmm. So tonight, Coco is going to walk us through some things. Yes, Annette, customers have to pay attention. You got to open your eyes up. That's why I share the calls. Yes, I'm glad you do that. And we're going to have you on Power Hour because you take those calls and you make them teachable moments. That's what we should be doing. If you get a call from a scammer and they try something new, talk about it. Share that. We can get ahead of that. Yes, Annette, let's do that. Okay, I'm gonna pray really quickly, and then we're gonna dive in. Please share, please tag, get your notebooks ready, your tablets, or whatever you need to get your notes taken tonight, so you can write down these websites and research them in your leisure. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with my eyelashless self, I humbly come to you, Lord God. Just first of all, thanking you for a new day, for this has been the day that you've made. And I will consistently make the same choice. Every time I wake up, I'm going to choose to rejoice, no matter what comes my way, no matter what I'm dealing with, no matter what's on my mind, no matter what's holding me down. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for the gift of life, health, strength. My five senses are operating in a good way today. And even though my body may be in pain, I'm still able to think straight. I'm able to make good, sound decisions and choices. And today, God, I thank you for that. Thank you for Coco and for her sacrifice of her time and her efforts to give us information that will lead to us being able to elevate and increase and to usher in overflow. God, we thank you that we will be a better steward over everything you bless us with, giving you your first fruits. God, we thank you for the connection. Thank you for Trailblazers Radio, our CEO, our COO, who's here with me and our host. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor for our supporters who come through in the comments to give us their perspective, who support this platform and keep us going. Bless them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Coco, you have the floor. Everybody get prepared to get your notes. And we're going to get some valuable information from our sister. I'm going to share to a few more people on my phone.
All right. So last time you guys, I told you guys about Arise, but I did not go into it because I couldn't log into it. It wouldn't let me log in. So today I'm going to log in so you guys can see how the Arise platform works. All right, so I'm going to share the screen with you guys again. You guys let me know when y'all can see my screen, please.
I can see it, sister.
All right. So we're going to go into Arise, and here we are. So once you sign up and you go inside the platform, this is what your platform will look like. It's going to come up. First thing you're going to see is all the new stuff. Any new things that they need, you know, like info sessions, what you see going back and forth on my screen right now is talking about the info sessions of the actual jobs and the new ones that they brought in. They do have some new companies that they just added on to Arise. So now not only do you have Carnival Cruises, Disney, Comcast, Integral, Motive Care, and the list goes on. I'm going to show you guys what the client opportunities look like. So this is what would be hiring right now. And it can be different for everybody.
Really? So,
yeah. Because it also goes based off of where you're located sometimes too.
Oh, and yeah. How about your expertise level or like what you tell them that you know how to do maybe?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I have a Jiro available, Home Depot, DY Energy. And that's all I have right now because all the other jobs have already started. So it had about 10 up here as of the weekend.
Okay.
So as of the weekend, those other jobs have already started. As you can see, all of these have an April start date. So what you would do is you would go in and you would choose the job that you want. So let's just say we're going to go with Home Depot, right? If this is what you want to do, you want to hit learn more. It's going to bring it up for you to tell you about the platform. It's going to feature everything. This is how you do the class. Your Zoom, your training will be virtual from Zoom or Adobe Connect. Who is it? Hold on, y'all. Sorry, I got somebody neck and neck me up.
It's all right. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are looking at various contract job opportunities. This is part two of a series. Hopefully it'll be a monthly series that will have Coco come here and give us new information. We're doing arise.com. This is kind of a call center based contract position, and we're looking at the different campaigns or jobs you can choose, and the training is done via Zoom or Adobe.
Yes, or Adobe Connect. So your training is done either or. They'll tell you, but as you can see, this one says Zoom virtual classroom. So your trainings would be done in Zoom.
Okay.
Okay. So this is other part of your learning, success strategies for classes. This is some self-paced stuff. Okay. So all of these will actually be your prerequisites for this job.
Okay.
You would have to do all of these before you could get started. Right. So you would just click on it. And it'll take you into it.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll click on it. And I'll go into it so you can see it.
Okay.
All right. So it's telling you about computer basics and data entry.
Mm-hmm.
You would hit the start and it's going to start talking.
Okay.
So this is what you would do. It's a self-paced thing. You have to go through it. Especially when you're first coming into a RISE, you have a lot of prerequisites that you have to do. Okay. You have to sign SOWs.
Which What's is that? Statement of work?
Yeah. So you would sign an SOW stating that you are willing to do the work, that you understand what the commitment is, and that you pretty much are agreeing to it. Again, okay. Like I said, you make your own hours. So there's no reason why you shouldn't show up.
I agree.
Because you have created your own hours. You have some.
Are there NDAs?
Yes, for some. So for like Carnival.
Some of them do.
For Carnival and Disney, there are. You don't have
it for the rest of them. Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For Carnival and Disney, there are, because it's certain parts of their stuff that you're going to learn. That cannot be given out to other people.
Got it.
Now, with everybody else, it's pretty much training stuff that you learn.
Okay.
And if a person doesn't know what the company is, you could have a conversation about it all day because they're not going to understand what you're talking about.
Right.
But when you go to talk about Carnival and Disney, we're talking about two bigwig companies here.
Yes. Yes.
And so when you go to give an inside details about packages with Carnival and Disney that nobody else knows, you're giving out too much information.
Right. And so, you can be sued.
Right. So at that point, that's not something that you do, because you work for them, but it's not like you're going to make extra funds by telling somebody the inside scoop. The only way for them to get it is they have to go straight through Carnival to get it. They can't get that calls from you. You know what I mean? So you're kind of wasting your time if that's what you decided to do.
And to the family members who think that it's because you have someone that works for a company to handle certain things, can you give me a free this? Can you give me this? Yeah. Stop asking your family members that. That's so ghetto and trifling. That's their job. Why would they put their job on the line
for you
to tell you something you shouldn't even know? People call me being that I work for an insurance company for 22 years, I get calls from the craziest people. Can you give me this? No, 1-800-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Call me, get you a quote. Call me, get what you need. No, I can't help you. We don't have to stop doing that. I hate that.
But you have a lot of people that do that. And that's kind of like one of the issues with them. So they make sure that you can talk about it, but you can't give those people what's been given to you.
No.
Why? Because you don't even have access to it like that. You have access to it because you work in it.
Right.
You don't even have that access.
Right.
So why would you try to offer it to somebody else?
Absolutely. And put yourself in the position of the company's executives.
Right.
What if this was your company and you had people coming in as employees, always trying to beat the system and making things to where your family members are getting certain perks they don't, deserve or shouldn't be getting, and getting information? That's not right. It's not ethical.
Right. Right. So here's what you see for Home Depot.
Okay.
They are offering you a $290 certification.
All right now.
Extra to certify for this class.
Mm.
Okay. So you would get paid $15 an hour.
Okay.
And that can change. I say 15 because if you only give your minimum hours required, that's what you're going to get. But if you do over that amount, your pay rate changes.
Now, Coco, what is that? $7.50 per interval.
Okay, so you work 30-minute interviews. That's how you put yourself on the clock.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you technically get paid $15 an hour.
Right.
Because you're working in intervals.
Right.
So let's see, their minimum. So if you go up here and you read, it tells you that you are expected to service 100 intervals per pay period, right?
Is that 2 weeks?
Yeah, let's see. 100 intervals, 30 minutes of interval. That would be roughly, you're right at maybe 30 hours a week.
Okay.
Okay. And so, because I had to do the math in my head, y'all. but it's roughly about 30 hours a week, which is not bad.
Right.
I mean, you put yourself, if you, for 30 hours a week, if you give yourself 5 hours a day, mm-hmm. you hit your 30 hours.
Right.
And you don't have to work every day. You could do 5 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and call it a day.
Okay.
You know, again, this is the class times that are offered. So you could choose your training hours as well. If you want to do 9 to 3, that's what you choose. If you want to do 4 to 10, that's what you choose. So everything about Arise, the reason why I love them so much is you choose everything, not only your work hours, but also the hours that you say that you could be available for the training. So again, there is no reason as to why you should not show up when these are the hours that you choose. Okay. So here's your intervals available. Sunday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. So they have a good little,
that's, you know, that's a nice amount of time.
Right. So you kind of like, it's almost 24 hours a day. Yes. Right.
A few more hours, you'll be at 6 to 6.
Right. So you almost got 24 hours in a day to actually work for them. So again, remember I told y'all last time, when I had my last campaign with them and I was working for them, on the days and nights that I couldn't sleep, I got up and clocked in.
Wow.
So you see that you can do it from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. If y'all are those, one of those people that can't sleep between the hours of midnight and 3,
yes,
perfect
ma'am.
Time. You know what I'm saying? So yep. You can get up and work from midnight to 2. You just work 2 hours and you just got paid for it.
Absolutely. Wow.
Instead of sitting up flumbling through a TV where you ain't getting paid for that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You can get up and get on the clock and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you that the most intervals available, though, are Sunday, Monday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that tells you that their hours that are really worked are Sunday, Monday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 8. Now, okay. You can do that, but if you do that, I am going to warn you, because it says most intervals available, mm-hmm. I need you to think about the days that are not included in this category.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You see it's not in this category. Why? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are their most congested days. And everybody is probably on the clock at mm-hmm. that time. That's why you don't see that. And where it says most available intervals.
Okay.
So Sunday, Monday, Friday, and Saturday, for somebody new coming on, these would be the great days for you to choose to put yourself on the clock.
Wow.
Because you would get the most hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Got
now,
it.
Over, go ahead.
I just want to address Sinette. Sinette says they already don't pay what we want. Giving away costs us raises, benefits, and cost of products increase, and we pay for it. When your ghetto friends try to get these little hookups and you get these, it does cost us, Sinette.
Yes.
And that's why it's not worth it. It costs your job, for one.
Right.
And are they going to support your family and feed your kids? And yes, they have to make concessions for... Was that the loss prevention department of every company has to make concession for fraud and for theft, and it does cost. You're right. I like how they spell everything out.
They do. They tell you everything, and that's the thing that I like about them. They tell you everything, so you don't have no reason to have no okie dokes later.
See,
because they told you up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one, the training ain't that long. You start training on the first and you can start earning your paycheck as of the 17th.
Not bad.
You know what I'm saying? So that ain't even 2 weeks?
Now, where does it say whether or not they pay for your training?
Okay, so if you go down, this one is not a paid training. You pay for it yourself. But here's the kicker to that. You pay for your training, but they give it back to you your first paycheck.
Wow, they reimburse you?
Yeah, so you're not losing no money.
Wow.
You're not losing no money. You paying for the training, but on your first paycheck, the amount you pay for your training, you're getting it back.
And I can understand why a company would do that. Because if they pay for the training and they take all this time to train you and you jump ship,
right?
What have they gotten out of it?
What have they gotten out of it?
If you pay for it and you don't stay, then you just out of money.
That's it.
At least if you pay for it and you stay, okay, you at least got to this point. Let me go ahead and give you that back.
That's right.
Okay, that's good.
Right, and so it you ain't losing nothing.
Right.
And on top of that, the incentive perk that I like that they have added on now is now for those of y'all that like to get paid every day, have daily pay.
Daily pay, Coco?
Yes. So that means when you clock out and they add up your tally at the end of the day, you'll get a ding into your daily pay app saying, hey, your check is available today if you would like it. But it's available for the day that you work. So now you have daily pay.
I don't know how I can handle that, but some of y'all have been asking for daily pay.
Yeah. And so now you have access to daily pay. I will tell you this, daily pay does have a fee.
Ooh.
Okay. So if you decide that you want to pull your check and get it put into your account every day with daily pay, there is a fee attached to it. Okay. And it depends on the amount that's being put into your account. So the fee changes. It's not a lot. It's like $1 or $2, $3 at the most.
They gotta pay somebody in payroll to do this every day.
Yeah.
So they're gonna put some of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you got fees for it. But I mean, what's $3 if you had a $200 day?
And you need your money because you working to pay something specific that you need to address that day.
Right.
It would be very much worth it, Coco.
Right. And daily pay is cool. I like it. I've used it with a different job. Mm-hmm. That I have as an independent contractor. So mm-hmm. I'm telling you that the rates change due to the amount that you choose to port over.
Wow.
Okay. So we ported over, I'm going to just give you an estimate. We ported over like $700 into our account.
Okay.
Using daily pay. We got charged $4 to do it.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay. So it's not a lot of money. When you port over like $100, it's like 80 something cents.
Not
so
bad.
It really depends on the amount that you're porting over at that time.
That's good.
Okay. And you can allow your check to go like all week and then say, oh, Friday hit. Instead mm-hmm. of me waiting until next Monday to get my check, let mm-hmm. me go ahead and pull my check over on Friday.
Wow.
And you can use daily pay to pull it any day.
I love
that. So that's the thing about daily pay. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. But just know that it comes with a fee.
Okay. I have a question, Coco. When you're mm-hmm. working these types of jobs, such as Arise, and you've gotten all set up, you got the proper computer system, and you are ready to go and jump into your first job or campaign, mm-hmm. what in general is the consensus? If you set up for a shift,
mm-hmm.
say you pick Sunday, I want to go ahead and work 10 to 8, and something happens,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to go in and change your service time? Do you go
in? So what happens is if you are able, you need at least a 24-hour window,
mm-hmm.
okay, to change your shift time. Okay. Other than that, if you have to call out of the shift, my recommendation is to clock into that shift, then alert your SO that you cannot finish it. And if you have accumulated UPTO, which is unpaid time off, you can utilize it. If you don't have any, you're just going to have to call out the rest of the shift.
So you're saying you can accrue paid time off?
It's called UPTO. So you will accrue that as your time starts and goes by. You'll get so many hours to be able to use. The only thing is you can't go over your hours. Once you start hitting the brink of your UPTO hours, they will pull you to the side and say, you know, if you really need to use anything and you don't have no time off,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to take that time off and you won't have anything.
Okay.
So I recommend that you kind of put yourself in a place where if you need to take off certain days, certain times, mm-hmm. that you set your schedule that way.
Okay. Like any other job.
Okay, hey. say you got a family reunion coming up and y'all have a family mm-hmm. reunion same time every year. Mm-hmm. I suggest you work all the days before the family reunion and the day up until the day you get ready to go.
Right.
And at that time, if your family reunion is out of town, that means you don't work that time that you're going because you worked enough to cover your hours.
Right.
And to cover you financially that right. you don't have to worry about it.
Right. And that you just had to make extra money. The good thing is, if the family reunion is another state,
right?
And you wake up in the morning and need something to do, you can clock in.
We'll clock in.
Everybody's sleeping and thinking about the barbecue the next day. Right. You're home making some money.
Right.
Wow. You can
clock in. So, wow. Again, like I told y'all, it has never slowed me down. Mm-hmm. I travel. I stay gone all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just work right from my hotel room.
Wow.
After I was done meeting who I needed to meet and done bumping arms and talking in person, I got back to my hotel room and clocked in, so I still have a check.
Wow. I love it. How long when you first signed up for Arise, how long before you actually got started, Coco? I know that we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. You have to look at the website to see what computer compatibility is necessary, but once you logged on and signed up, how quickly were you able to get started?
In 2 weeks.
That's not bad at all. 2 weeks.
But you can do it before that. If you're able to get all of your stuff done and you don't have to change anything out, you don't have to go get a new PC or something else, you know, a new computer part or something like that, you can do it within in a couple days, really. But I had to end up changing some stuff out. I had to get a new computer that had, you know, more RAM in it and all that type of stuff. So once I made those changes and I got everything done and I took the computer through the testing that they'll take it through for you.
Okay.
Then I was done and ready to go. And then, like I said, the good thing about Arise mm-hmm. is once you got your feet wet with one campaign, you mm-hmm. can actually work more than one. They allow you to work up to three campaigns.
At the same time?
They allow you to work three at once.
Get out of here.
And so I was working three at once, so I was getting three separate paychecks. Yeah.
Wow. So there is a way to test your computer.
Yes, it's a thing that you have to download from Arise.
Okay.
You have to download it to the computer that you're going to work from.
Okay.
And it will tell you if you passed all the testing or not.
Okay. And that would be good to know to just try it and see.
Right. And then anything that pops up to tell you it didn't pass, mm-hmm. you got time to go fix that stuff before the training starts.
So it tells you specifically.
Yeah, it tells you what don't pass.
That is so good.
It'll tell you whether it fell or passed on the screen.
Wow.
So it's nothing that you got to look for or worry about later. It tells you right then. When you hit download and you hit run test, it tells you everything that passed and fell on your screen.
Wow. So those of you out there who are on fixed incomes, maybe you have a 9-to-5, but it's not quite enough to do what you need to do. Maybe you have a project that you want to do and you want to raise so much money. We're talking about ways that you can do that. And Arise.com is a call center, like a virtual call center, right, Coco?
Yes.
Okay.
And the good thing about Arise is the one that I was telling you guys about, that if you started as a business on your own, you can mm-hmm. bring other people under you.
Right.
And you now have become a call center operator and you're the boss.
Right.
So this is the one that I was telling you guys about that could give you residual income. Why? Because you have people that come in and clock in your job.
Yes.
And you have to pay them. So now you are handling the payroll and you got people you got to pay.
Right.
All right. So, and if you don't know anything about payroll, get a payroll person a payroll company to handle it for you and they'll take care of it.
Wow.
You have Gusto, Paychex. It's a couple of them. I use Gusto. So that's all you got to do. And there's nothing that you have to do, nothing that you have to worry about. They handle it. You see it happening inside your business account. You see who got paid, when they got paid. If somebody called you and say, I didn't get paid, you can go back and look and see why.
Right.
So it's real simple, but you have to stay on it. Why? Because you're the boss.
Yes.
And it's a total difference from you making your paycheck now that you got to pay others.
Right.
So it's just, you know, you just have to learn how to operate.
Okay.
You know, and if you look at it, it says weekend servicing requirement here on the screen, mm-hmm. 5 hours. Those 5 hours are required either on a Saturday or a Sunday, or you could do it a combination of both. And okay. it's only 5 hours. So you could do 2.5 hours on Saturday, 2.5 hours on Sunday, and hit your weekend requirement.
I love it. I like that they tell you up front. All the stipulations.
But
that's up to you. If this doesn't fit you in any way, this right. is not the campaign for you. It's right. breaking down what you need to do, the hours available, and you get to select which job or campaign fits your lifestyle. If you got a 9 to 5 and you right. only want to do weekends, then this might work because they need weekend people.
And the thing of it is, if you notice it, the biggest thing that I love about them, if you see this part right here where it says subject to change based on the client's needs,
uh-huh.
they tell you that it's subject to change.
Okay.
That means the availability is subject to change. That don't mean you're going to lose hours.
Right.
You may gain hours.
Right.
Because if they increase their time, you just got more time to add on.
And if it's Christmas time or Black Friday or something, right. like these are retail-based businesses and they need more support on the phones.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's good. That's good.
You know, that's something for you to think about.
Absolutely. Right?
And so it tells you here that your invoice periods run from the 1st to the 15th and then from the 16th to the 30th.
Okay. So a right? 2-week period.
Right. Yep. So a 2-week period. So again, this is the reason why they now give you access to daily pay.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you don't have to wait 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
If you need your check a portion of your check, take a week portion out of daily pay.
Okay.
And then let the rest come to you later.
That daily pay has an anointing on it, girl. I felt that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing that will hurt you.
I felt that.
Right. And so here you go. It tells you more. This is an inbound sales and customer service for Home mm-hmm. Depot. If you get up, you can listen to it. Allow you to listen to a sample call. So you can hear the sound bite. Yeah. So it allows you to listen to a sample call. It does all of that. So here is the part that LHG was talking about.
Yes.
The equipment requirements. So you see this part? You have to have a smartphone, 64 total gigabytes or higher for your hard drive, a voice over IP USB headset, Windows 11, dual monitors required.
Okay. Right?
Okay. That's not a lot to ask for. And I tell people, if they say I don't have it, mm-hmm. baby, call Rent-A-Center or Aaron's and rent it.
Okay.
Okay. I tell you that because your job is going to pay for it.
Wow.
Until you can afford to go like physically buy it all the way out, call Rent-A-Center or Aaron's. You paying what? $30, $40 a week?
Right. Now, Coco, when it says hard drive, are they saying this has to be an actual PC with the tower or just your memory?
It could be your record. So I'm pulling it up for you now.
Okay.
So it could be just a regular PC. So you just have to look at the amount of RAM and what it says on the hard drive.
But what I don't see is laptop.
No, it is a laptop.
Oh, it is?
That's what I use.
Oh.
I don't use a PC. I have a PC with a tower, and then I also have a laptop. Everything that I do work from home wise is done on my laptop. My PC that has a tower is for my business.
Got it.
So all my work from home stuff is done through a laptop though.
Long as you have these requirements.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, so the Arise Virtual Gateway, they will send out to you. That stuff, that part will be sent out to you. But the rest of this stuff, I am going to show you. So registration, certification, cost, and the equipment. So let's go to the equipment. Let's click the arrow. Here's your policy about the equipment.
Okay.
It tells you everything. Again, they break everything down.
See that? That is awesome.
So here is what the minimum is, but this is what they recommend.
Okay.
So you can have 4 gigs of RAM. Everything I have has 8 or higher.
Okay. So I can take that with me to when I purchase my laptop.
You go. So what me and being that me and the hubby actually, we build computers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I built mine. I took the hard drive and stuff out of a laptop and gave my laptop almost 20 something gigabytes of RAM.
Wow.
So you can, if that's what you know how to do, you can get somebody to just put extra RAM inside a computer that you already got.
Asking my good old brother Derek Holloway, who was an IT technician,
right,
take an older laptop that I have and maybe, you know,
yeah, he can upgrade it.
RAM.
He can upgrade it. That's what I did. I took an older one that was pretty much outdated. They had Windows XP on it. Y'all not Windows 10. I took one that had Windows XP that was outdated and upgraded it. That's all I did.
Okay.
And so instead of having to go out and buy,
right,
I just upgraded. So if you can get somebody to do that for you, a lot of times it's cheaper.
Yes.
And so that's what you do. So now, before Windows 11 was not supported. So now they support it, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing.
They recommend that you have 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Okay.
But you can work with 4.
Okay.
So just know that you can choose the minimum.
Right.
Or you can go with the recommended.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And if you see, your internet don't have to run that hard.
Okay.
Okay. 10 megabytes of download, 3 of upload for the minimum.
Okay.
On the recommended though, 30 megabytes and 10 download.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So just know when it comes down to your monitors, just get a regular, anywhere from a 19 to a 27 inch monitor is what I would recommend. And make sure that it's flat screen and not the one with the bubble back. Cause then you know that your monitor is kind of old.
Okay.
So just a little flat screen monitor, and you can find those on Facebook, y'all Facebook Marketplace for dirt cheap.
Are you looking up your monitors to a laptop?
Yeah, I can show you my, I can't show you like this, but I can take a photo and post it so you guys can see it. Wow. But I have 2 monitors and your third monitor is your laptop screen.
Wow.
I actually have 2 monitors that are separated and then I have the screen on the laptop too.
Wow.
So I actually have 3.
That's a good setup. You ain't playing, Coco.
No, I actually have 3. And then I also have a, as y'all can see, a wireless keyboard and mouse too.
Okay.
So cool. I work, some things are wirelessly for me because I could just move around and do what I need to do.
Right.
So yeah.
With no tether.
Yeah.
That's good.
I have no lags, none of that. So make sure y'all look at this part on the screen though. If you notice, because people have asked, no netbooks or Chromebooks or tablets.
Okay.
Has to be an actual laptop.
Okay, got you.
Okay. And then they don't do Mac anymore.
Right.
Or at least Home Depot don't do Mac.
Okay.
Carnival and Disney do use Mac. Okay. But Home Depot does not.
So a Chromebook really is technically not a full laptop.
No. Why? Because you don't have the storage capacity of a regular laptop.
I think Chromebooks I know came out more so when the kids were
had to do homeschooling.
School and took into homeschool.
Right.
Who are giving out Chromebooks and tablets.
Right.
Okay.
And as you can see, it keeps going down and it tells you about more hardware.
And then the headsets.
Your mobile devices, your handsets. Like I said, all of my headsets have either been Plutronics or Logitech.
Okay.
I have this little call center cell phone setup thing. I have that too. But you guys don't really have to have all that.
Okay.
Now, but you can get this and it works because it's a VoIP like call phone. Mm-hmm. And you can use it for more than just a computer. You can use it as a house phone. You know, some of those, you know, a house phone played out with the jerk for some people, but it works.
Do you think that most work from home companies generally have the same requirements?
Yes.
For computers, headsets, hardware. Yes. It's generally the same.
Generally the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Unless they tell you something specific,
mm-hmm.
then you just make, if you want that job, then you do whatever they tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so good. arise.com. Those of you who have customer service experience, and maybe you've been retired for a few years, but you know how to take a phone call and be kind and empathetic and show, you know, professionalism. I mean, this could be a way to supplement your income on your time when you are able and when you find the campaign or the job that fits your needs. Right. If you don't want to be on the phone every single day, then don't sign up for every single day. Right. Find a campaign that might allow you to do, you know, a day here, a day there. I would probably get my feet wet first before I go, you know, super hard, because you may not have done this in a long time.
Right.
But I kind of want to say the days of just having one straight income
ain't gonna work.
I don't think, unless you're rich, and
it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work. You're gonna have to have your hands in multiple streams and multiple things and diversify your capabilities, because too much is happening to where you can't depend on just one thing.
Right. And the good thing I like about Arise is you do not have to come and work for them under your social. Again, I told you, you could turn this into a business. So you can work for them under the EIN.
Yes.
So this is what I'm trying to explain to people. This is not all that I do. I'm also a tax professional, y'all.
Yes.
I tell you to do this and create a business before you do it. Okay. And I tell you that for multiple reasons. One, coming up in at the middle of 2024, going into 2025, you're going to want to be a business owner.
Mm-hmm. Come on here.
So I'm just telling you that this is what you're going to want to do, because society is going to make it to a point of where you're going to be sitting here trying to fight hard to figure out where your money coming from. Where these jobs not going to offer it to you. So if you got your own business rolling, you're going to always be paid.
My Lord.
And then I told a lot of people, for those of y'all that do follow me, if you have watched my page, I told you that you have to start checking your check stubs, because now they have told jobs they don't have to take federal taxes out of your paycheck anymore.
Oh my.
So now when you go to file, it makes it look like you owe.
Oh my.
And so I'm explaining to y'all what to do so that it don't hit you and it don't affect you in that manner.
Right.
But you know, hey, you can give people, you can lead a, like my granddaddy used to say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
You can even add a few ice cubes and they still may not take it.
Right.
Wow.
There's everything is pretty much set out for you. This is what I was talking about, the PC scan.
Yeah.
Run a PC scan and it will tell you what passes and fails.
Okay. I think I might.
Right. And then it tells you if you failed anything, that you have an opportunity to fix it.
Okay.
Okay. So they give you the opportunity to go get it fixed, because you have, they tell you what time your training is going to start. Mm-hmm. So just get it fixed before your training.
Get it fixed. Work on it before.
Yeah.
That
work on it before your training.
Much pressure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so I like I told you, and I see, you know, LHG is blooming over here because of what they choose. How they explain everything to you.
I love it.
I like the fact that they're upfront with you.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Very upfront with you to tell you what's what and what's not.
Yes.
All right.
They anticipate what your questions are going to be, and they're already answering them.
I need y'all to pay attention. Right now, if you guys sign up for any of these courses, they're free.
Wow.
You see, zero calls?
Zero.
Zero calls right now.
No.
So you have until the deadline dates that you see on the screen to go in Arise and sign up. Deadline for the one I just showed y'all is the 15th. Also for DY Energy, they're the 15th. But for Ajiro, they're the 26th. So you got time. They all start on the 1st.
Wow.
All right. And no calls to you right now. So if I were you, I'd get on it.
And really understand this too concerning training. Whether you stay with Arise or not, they can't come back and take it out your head.
Right.
Once you've learned this and gotten this training, this is yours to be able to take and use whatever you want.
Right.
Update your resume accordingly with additional skills. So it's a win-win, and by it being zero cost, it's definitely worth it.
Right.
Definitely.
We have zero calls right now to apply for these three jobs and go into the training at no cost to you.
I love it. Do they make you keep your camera on during training?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends on the trainer.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of them tell you no because it kind of puts a lag on the feed.
Okay.
In the training, if everybody's cameras is on.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them will tell you no. They'll tell you to cut it on in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell you to cut it off.
Okay.
You know, they just want you to respond. They want you to use a little hand raise button.
Mm-hmm.
When they call on you, they want you to answer.
Okay.
Kind of deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is so good.
And if y'all realize, if y'all want to do either one of these two that's on the 14th, y'all see they got it in big red letters on the 4 days left.
Got to hurry up.
That's Friday. So get up here and do what you got to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Share
right. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. Like I said, it's your time. Mm-hmm. It's your time. That's the biggest thing. It goes around your time.
Yes.
So that's the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway. If y'all want a huge takeaway, that's it.
Just flexible. And because think about it, the majority of us who work a 9-to-5, we have a set schedule.
Right.
Set days a week. Nope. And if you want to be off, you got to schedule off, or you know, they're not always accommodating. But with this, if you know you have a doctor's appointment or a trip or something, you can plan around that. Split shifts.
Yep.
Many employers even allow you to split a shift. Couple hours in the morning, go do what you gotta do, come home, cook a couple of pork chops, and then go on back and do a few more hours.
But listen, let me tell y'all, and LAG can attest because I've done it just for podcast shows. Not only have I worked while I travel, y'all, I work from my hospital bed.
Yes, this is true.
I have worked from my hospital bed before. In your hospital room, a lot of people don't understand, but they have a hardwire and jack in the room. You could hardwire yourself to the hospital's internet feed and work.
Wow.
Okay? I work from my hospital bed.
Wow.
So I still didn't miss a paycheck, y'all. So wow. I'm telling y'all.
That's dedication right there, Coco.
I only put myself on for like 3 hours, though, because they were keeping me doped up. But I still worked. I still made my 15 hours every week.
Wow.
To not lose my job. That's what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if I can do it from a hospital bed and pull myself on 3 hours a day just to not lose my job, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm telling y'all, Arise is one of the best companies. They go based off of you. So it's your work ethic that come into play.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to share this one with y'all before we go, because I know we're running the entire time. But this one right here is called Gig CS Marketplace. This is also something like Arise, something similar to Arise. As y'all can see, what does it say? This is for American Red Cross.
Yes.
It's $20.50 per hour.
Nah, that's good money.
Okay. So if you want to come in, you'll just hit the apply button, click on it. I'm gonna log in with myself, y'all, so y'all can see it.
Okay.
So this is how it comes up. Now you have a referral program.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? So you can refer your friends. Right? And you get $100 for every 40 hours of work they work.
Ooh, that is great.
Okay.
I can even invite my enemies. We ain't got to like me to get a couple
of hours. You ain't got to like me to work.
You ain't got to like me to work.
You ain't got to like me to work.
Listen.
Okay. So I have done this. All you do is copy the link once you go inside the thing and post it. It's automatically, because you log into your stuff, it's automatically logged into your thing. So every time somebody click on your referred link and they actually get a job and they work 40 hours, you get $100.
That's a wonderful thing there.
Right. So even if you choose not to work because you ain't working a campaign, guess what? Just refer people.
Refer people.
Get a check.
I love it.
Okay. So right now there's a $300 training bonus if you come on to work for TurboTax.
It's tax season.
Say it again.
It's tax season.
Yes, tax season. So right now there's a $300 training bonus if you choose to work for TurboTax.
Wow.
Okay. They also have teleperformance as a contract trainer. Ooh. It's a lot of different jobs that are available. This is what's available to me, though. Okay. So it'll be different for you guys coming in. I've worked for GigX for a long time.
Okay.
And so they give me what they know fits my bill.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So this is what I have available to me. Mm-hmm. Your availability and the jobs that are available on the marketplace will probably be totally different from mine.
Okay.
So, but this is what you get. As you can see, nothing is under $18, nothing under
$17. Wow.
The highest one is $20-something.
Come on here.
And this one is the same way. You go in and you schedule your own hours.
Mm.
Okay. So this one also tells you about your computer equipment requirements. Same thing. They run a little test. They tell you if you pass or you fail.
Okay.
All right. This one also has training. You pay for your training and you get the training back on your first paycheck.
Okay.
Okay. Now this one, they pay you every week. So there's no daily pay to offer because you're going to get paid every Monday. All right. So, and that's what you do. So when you come into the marketplace, it'll just bring you straight in. I'm already in my marketplace, but you would click the marketplace button and it will pop up any available jobs. And this one is called Gig CX, but it would be gigcxmarketplace.com if you wanted to try it. I will also upload the, I'll upload the links for it inside the chat so you guys have it.
Awesome. This is awesome.
All right. So there's nothing that you guys can't do. Also, just like with the paparazzi thing that we do, the LHG told y'all that it's $20 to sign up now. I wanted to tell y'all guys about another one, but she'll bring me back and we'll talk about it. There's another one that I do also called Damsel in Defense.
Oh, you definitely got to do that one.
Yeah. When we're back. So we'll come back on because I know we got another meeting to run into. But we'll come back on and I will share Damsel in Defense with y'all. It's about ladies being protected and all the proceeds that are made from this go towards stopping human trafficking.
That is
okay. So it's an awesome company. I like what they do. And why not walk around and have the means to protect yourself?
Absolutely. In the world that we live in, we need it.
Right. And you can start with as little as $10.
Ooh, come on now.
We'll talk about that. She'll bring me back on and I'll talk to you guys about that.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. What I want to do before we wrap up tonight, as Coco mentioned, paparazzi has changed the way people can join. And when I say join, I say that because most direct sales companies are memberships. You are paying for a membership to Paparazzi, to Mary Kay, to Melaleuca, to Essential Oils or whatever. And last November, they did a promotion for 1 month where $20 got you your website wholesale pricing. Well, come January 1 of 24, they hit the magic button. And now that is a permanent way that you can join this company. There's two options. You have your $20 option and you have a $99. Thank you, Sunette. Coco is the bomb. You have a $99 package where you can get your website, your wholesale pricing, and 35 of our standard pieces. And you pick the starter kit pieces. We've never done that before, as long as I've been in Paparazzi.
No, they used to bring it out and they would just send it out.
You something in a box and it's mystery pieces.
Yeah.
But now with the $99 package, you get to pick what you want from that website. What is the good thing about this website? Well, for one, your customers can order from you. So this time next month, you can be getting a commission check. Okay. It's a wonderful thing. And we have people who join just to get the wholesale pricing. If you are a jewelry fanatic, all you really want to join for is to get the discount jewelry, you can do that as well. Maybe you don't want to grow a team and be out here campaigning and ranking and all that. Maybe you just literally enjoy paparazzi jewelry and you want to have an account with paparazzi every month so you can order for yourself. That's okay too. That's okay too. But let me talk a little bit about, we got about 5 minutes, about direct sales. Any direct sales company that you work for, they're going to have a process that you will need to follow to keep your membership active, which means what is going to be my monthly obligation to remain a part of this company. So as you are shopping for ways to make multiple streams of income, you need to do your homework to see what these companies require for you to do. I spend on average about $80 a month to keep my paparazzi membership active. Okay. And that means I'm getting new inventory every month for that amount. How do you make that happen on a fixed income? You make paparazzi pay for paparazzi. So if I know that $80 keeps my membership active, then I have a whole 30 days to make sure I sell enough pieces to make $80. And that way it will pay for itself. I'm not asking you to go for broke and have boxes of jewelry all over your house. I'm asking you, if you are ready and willing to step out on faith and to do something different that you can enjoy. Good evening, Auntie Diane. Good evening. We love you. If you are looking for something fun and inviting that you can do that helps you make money and you can do it on a flexible basis, you can earn extra cash, you can learn marketing, advertising, you get free pieces, then paparazzi may be for you, all right? Coco is in, I want to say, North or South Carolina. So if you're watching from... North Carolina. So if you're watching from that part of the world, do you have a paparazzi consultant in your region that you can link up with either to buy, to join, reach out to her. I'm in the Detroit, Michigan area. Feel free to reach out to me, but she's on my team. So if you want to call her right now and join her team, that's fine with me because she's on my team. All right. So what made me join paparazzi? Couple of reasons. COVID had hit and hit us hard. And my 9-to-5 had become so stressful that I wanted something. Hi, Sister Francie from Dallas, Texas, our papa sister. I wanted something that I can do for me to make extra money that made me feel good. When you pick a direct sales company, you got to pick something that's going to make you feel good and that matches your personality. I'm already a bling queen. Too legit to quit. I already love jewelry. I already love accessories. And I was a customer. So I finally said yes because I could do it from home. Okay. Got a website. I can go live. When you have jewelry, you have what? Money. If I had a bill to pay and I had a box of jewelry, I knew to grab that box, sew them pieces so I can make some money. We make 35 to 45% commission. Even if you only did online sales, you can make commission. $20 gets you a website and wholesale pricing today. So if you want more information, reach out to us. I have enjoyed this almost 4 years. I've met some phenomenal women. Auntie Diane, Auntie Emma, Auntie Peggy, Miss Francine, Miss Erica. I've met so many people, my leader, Latanya Thomas, our queen, Lois Donald. We have met so many, and it's not just a female company. There are male consultants. We sell men's jewelry, and men can sell women's jewelry. It's women that's buying it. So we don't discriminate. So whoever you may be, if you want to know more, I'm going to have Coco put her link in the comments. Click on it. Learn more about the company, shop with her as well. If you want to join the team, we're all one team. So we're learning and being trained together because as you know, and we mentioned this at the top of the hour, having just one way to make money isn't working for everybody anymore. So we're going to be coming on periodically talking about how can we make money doing different things. And tonight's focal point was the Arise.com platform. Those of you who know how to answer the phone, answer some questions from your home, making between 15, 20, 21, 22 an hour. Fixed income, that's all right. Jesus, fix it so I can make some more money in different ways. And he'll do it. So we're going to get out of here. We have another meeting. Thank you all for hanging with us. Share this with somebody else. If you or someone you know has been looking for ways to make additional income where it's not super stressful. Many of us are dealing with stuff that's so stressful. We done lost all our hair, all our teeth. We ain't got nothing left but a torso. We need something that is going to be simple, easy. We can train on how to do it. We can pick our own hours. If I want to do 2 hours and be done, fine. 4 and be done, fine. If I got strength and the Lord is giving me that strength to do 8, I'm going to do 8. But if he say do 4 and lay down, I'm going to do that too. Because Coco does this in different with different companies. She probably got 39 jobs. So just know somebody is out here being a boss, right, making money based on her schedule, her expertise, her availability. And thank you, Coco, for being willing to share. Thank you, Mr. Abstin, being willing to share the information. She's not an information hoarder.
No.
We all can.
I like to help people. I like to see people win and grow.
Me That's too.
My thing. So my thing is, why hoard it when everybody that's in this chat can become a business owner as of today?
Let's get it.
So what you waiting on?
With the call center part, you can become, like, for instance, if you want to work up under Coco, or you can work under her. She makes money. You make money. We can all eat at the same time.
Right.
Come on. It's no point in acting like, I got to get mine, you got to get yours. You know what? We are a community. I want us to stop acting like that. Right. When you learn something that will help people, go ahead and share. Because right. God is so big, we right. all can win.
We all can eat. Like, if we're all in the same, we all can eat.
It's a big God. Come on.
The work from home stuff is like an endless buffet.
Woo! Come on.
Everybody can eat. Everybody can eat. It just how bad do you want it? How much you want
it?
Listen, I told y'all on the last show that we had, my largest check was 190 hours. So imagine that, 190 hour paycheck. Do y'all know? Can you sit down and fathom that amount of hours?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'm telling you. Like, and it's all because I just sat from, I didn't have nothing to do. So instead of watching TV, I got on the phone.
See? Come on. And I saw some training bonuses.
Yeah.
I saw some free training.
Yes.
And even if they make you pay for it, in many cases, you're going to get it back when you start working. Right. They just want to make sure you are legit and you ain't flim-flamming and shimmy-shamming.
That's it.
Because some of y'all want to get the paid training and then leave, and then where does that leave them? Okay, so I get it. So if you've been looking for ways to diversify your income stream in ways that is not so strenuous, some of us have done some jobs that have worn us down to the white meat.
Right.
And we're asking God to give us some witty ways to make more money and keep our bills under control, be able to do some traveling, be able to be debt-free. Come on, debt-free.
Listen, it can be done.
It can be done.
I can tell you, and I can show it on the next show, because the young lady under me told me that I can show it. She gave me a goal that she wanted to reach when she started under me.
Okay.
And I told her exactly what to do and how to do it. She did it. This young lady paid off her car. She paid off her credit cards and bought her a new house.
Ooh,
all with just working from Arise.
Woo-wee.
So I'm telling you, it can be done.
It can be done. It can be done. And I'm considering starting out as the employee, but considering doing the call center, running it. I would try to do both, to be honest. I would want to get my hours in and then have my set people up under me. Because call center is in my blood anyway. So when she said It was a call center based environment. I was all in. That's what I've done for all of my career. Not some. I've spent all of my career in call centers, taking calls. Don't bother me. Right. I love talking to people.
Me too. That's why it's easy to do.
So, and they're going to train you on how to go find what the person needs.
Right.
They're going to train you to be able to service them. You can't beat that. So what I want to do, Coco, if we can make this an every 2 week thing for a while.
Yeah, because there's always new jobs coming up.
New stuff. But come on, new beginnings. Are you all ready for elevation, overflow, financial breakthrough, and to not have to worry so much about, oh, I felt that in my spirit.
And you know what? On the next one that we'll do, I'll even show y'all how to get your EIN and get it done.
Come on.
I'll share the screen so y'all can do it. Listen, it don't cost no money. Let me tell y'all.
Come on.
Listen, with all of these people that y'all go out here and pay for their master classes for, I will give y'all this stuff for free. All you got to do is listen.
Let's go. You all heard it. You're going to learn how to get your EIN so that we can sign up for these jobs and be able to use our business name and work. And there's a reason some of y'all need to be able to do that sooner than later.
Right.
So we can start getting some cash flow. And when she mentioned the daily pay, give us this day our daily pay. Hey. Come on, God.
Listen.
Have access to you didn't work 10 hours. Click the button. The money is there.
Every your check.
Pay this bill. Go get you some chicken. Go get you a couple of soda pops. Go get your car fixed.
You work 10 hours. Listen, all y'all got to do is get them 35 minutes to process it.
Come on. And $3.
And not even that. If you don't port over more than 150, you're only paying like 89 cents. $1.89 to port it over. So it's nothing.
An 89 cent blessing. You better shop where you are. Come on.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. Thank you, Coco Fenton. She is my sister, my mentor, my prayer partner. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you immensely. For those of you who came through the comments, thank you. Share this. If you have people who to my paparazzi consultants and you want to bring them in, I talk about paparazzi all the time. We can be a team and talk about it. You got somebody who may have some questions, put them in the chat. I'm more than happy to answer from what I know. I can tell you that I am a work in progress. Any direct sales efforts you do, you got to work it. And shout out to the Michigan Northeast First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ for allowing me to showcase my business for all of last week. We had a phenomenal week of sales. Thank you, Jesus. And it was just the push that I needed to say, you can do this every week, Tanya.
Good.
If you go with God and he'll give you the strength, you can do this, LHG. We're not going to let anything stop us. Not people getting on our nerves. It's money to be made.
Plenty.
Okay.
Plenty. I always tell her when she got a vending event, y'all, I always tell her she's going to sell out every event.
You know what? And God know he showed up. I couldn't even put my purse down good, and I was getting people at my table. And it's good to not only sell, but to build relationships.
Yes.
So now when they come to that conference, they're going to look for me.
Yeah. Connections are made. That's the other thing. It ain't just about the sale. It's the connection, because you never know who's going to meet.
Bring compensation.
Yeah, you never know who you're gonna meet.
Ooh, you don't know who will walk up to you and ask you about what you do. And be prepared. We're gonna get out of here. Step out of fear and practice your elevator pitch. No matter what it is you do, practice that. What is your why? Why do you do what you do? Those of you who are getting ready to jump into entrepreneurism, let's talk about getting your elevator pitches done. Yeah. And being able to speak about your business and what differentiates you from other people. You got to be able to bring it. And what if I told you everything you could ever need was on the other side of fear? Ooh, to be continued.
Listen.
Can you pray us on now? Because y'all getting ready to start something in here.
Father, thank you for bringing us together once again today. I thank you for LHG. I thank you for her life. I ask you that you bless her tremendously for what she does, just for what she is trying to do for your people. I thank you now that everybody in this comment section will become their own business owners and that they will be able to see the manifestation before the end of 2024. I thank you for what you are getting ready to do, how you're going to do it, and we count it already done in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll see y'all again soon, 2 weeks from now.
We will be back. Girl Chat is coming tomorrow, and I think we're going to start talking about our new book. It is called Killing Comparison. It is by Nona Jones. Reject the lie that you aren't good enough and live confident in who God made you to be.
Okay.
Oh, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Okay.
We are getting ready to soar in 24, and we're going to eradicate fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He didn't say fear don't exist. He said, I ain't the one that gave it to you.
Right.
Okay. He didn't say you would never have any fear. Recognize it didn't come from me.
Right.
Okay. So be careful what you pick up. All right. We will be back tomorrow night around 7-ish for Girl Chat Weekly. And I got a couple more topics I'm going to throw out there too. So just get ready. We got a lot of good stuff coming your way. All right. Good night, everybody. We got to go. Love y'all.